musicians don't belong on entertainment shows. These shows are for celebrities, not political figures. Yes, thank you. Chelsea Clinton, what are you doing here?
Well, James, we heard your jokes backstage and felt it was our civic duty to end this humanitarian crisis.
Yeah, you know, I am really fed up with all of your Trump jokes every single time. If anyone should be telling Trump jokes, it's me.
Say about Donald Trump trying to get votes for Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars. The stage is yours. Go for it. Go and get in. Sure.
Actually, I do, because, you know, I can't blame Trump for trying to help Sean Spicer. But if there's one thing we've learned, it's that these guys really can't win the popular vote.
Do you want to get in on this?
Sure. former White House spokesman Sean Spicer is now on Dancing with the Stars. It is an improvement on his old job, dancing around the issues.
I mean, this is great. This is great. Do you want to do another story, Hillary?
Oh, sure. But please call me Secretary Clinton.
Okay. Apologies, Secretary Clinton. Chelsea, did you see that the New York Times just analyzed all of President Trump's tweets?
I did. there were some pretty shocking revelations. For example, 50% of Trump's tweets have been attacks on people. But 100% have been attacks on the English language.
Shocking. It came out to a total of 6,000 tweets attacking people. Even more surprising, only 3,000 of those were about my emails.
Let's do this. Are we ready? This? I'm James Gordon. She's Chelsea Green. We're going to talk about their book of gutsy women later on the show. Are you ready, Rich?
Presidentially.
This is the Late Late Show. Roll the title.